Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, honey. Listen, it is twisted up Tuesday. It is turning out to this tangerine Tuesday, baby. It is May the 24th, 2022, 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what mama gonna say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, do have members in the East and West Africa, UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan. Patani. Now, listen, y'all, listen. It is a fabulous and fantastic day indeed. Yes, it is. It's a day that the good Lord has blessed us with. Now, let me tell y'all something. It's a special musical showcase and musical salute. Y'all know, I'm just still so joyful and so happy about the dancing doctor. Oh, my goodness. I am telling you. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me help y'all understand something. It's like this. Oh, my gosh. I guess I'm starting off with a life lesson right on the top, talking about the dancing doctor, Dr. James. Now, listen, the reason why I'm so happy and excited about him, see, listen, it's your mindset. Now, let me help y'all get your mind right, It's about your mindset, y'all. So you can get really happy for somebody else. When somebody is doing kingdom work and kingdom business, you know, I get really happy and excited about that because, you know, some people draw back when they see somebody else doing something and doing so well and everything. They feel a little some kind of way. But listen, that ain't the way to think, y'all. That's not the way to think. Listen, let me help you fine-tune your thinking. See, when I get happy about somebody that's doing kingdom business, I understand that the loyalty, my loyalty goes to God. My loyalty goes to the kingdom because I'm dedicated to kingdom work. The dedication goes to God. And so it's not that we're supposed to esteem others higher than ourselves because that's what the scriptures say. But when you know somebody is doing kingdom work, like Dr. James is doing kingdom work, he's dedicated to God, he's a man of God. And so I get excited about those things because my dedication, loyalty goes to God. So I understand by helping him, I'm doing kingdom work. I'm sowing in kingdom principles. I'm sowing in the laws of the kingdom, right? And when I say that, I'm talking about the word of God. When you do things, when you do things according to the word of God, according to the kingdom principles, you can't help but to be blessed. Now, listen, it was real interesting during yesterday's show. I was talking about how Dr. James prays for different individuals in different countries. He goes to India. He's been to, I think, Argentina, a lot of different places. I checked out on his website. And I went to YouTube, y'all. I went to YouTube, his channel. I took a look. I said, oh, my God. You know, you can't help but get excited. So listen. My point is this. Let me fine-tune and bring it down on in. So listen, I was talking about how he prays for people in different countries. And I found out later afterwards that he tells me he had been praying for me that God would bless me abundantly. Now look at God. I didn't know that. So listen, if you keep walking in the realm of the spirit, you can't help but to be blessed. You understand me? And so listen, the same measure. Oh, my God. I'm supposed to be playing music. Y'all, the choir back there saying. So listen, y'all. What you do when you're sowing seeds. Listen, when you sow seeds, it's not only money. Everybody think about money. Y'all remember the song? Money. So listen, you can sow into the kingdom other than finance. You can sow your time. You can sow resources. You can sow by blessing others. You know what I mean? It's still the principle of lawn, you know, of sowing and reaping. So listen, I'm sowing. You got to plant all kinds of seeds all in the ground. Listen. What if you was a farmer? Oh, God, I'm supposed to be playing music. I'm doing the teacher. Yeah, I always end up doing the teacher. But listen, let me say this, and then I'm going to get on to the music. What if you was a farmer and you only planted apple seeds? That's all seeds. Now, listen, you're going to want to eat something else besides apple, right? You're going to want to eat some oranges. You know, you want to maybe plant some other things, some vegetables. You got to have all of that to have a nutritional lifestyle, right? So, listen, my point is this. If you're only sowing one kind of seed, that's what you're going to be getting. I guess you're probably thinking, well, all I need to do is sow financial seeds, and I have the finances to do whatever I want to do. But listen, baby, if you're sowing only that, which is fine, you know, sowing financial seeds. But see, listen, my garden, hey, my garden flourishes with more than just finances because I like sowing into people's lives. I like sowing and giving to those that need, helping others. You can sow, you know what, you can sow your knowledge and your talents into somebody. Did y'all not know that? See, listen. If somebody comes along and they're just starting a business and they don't have all what they need or what they need to do to grow their business, and I can help them to grow their business by according to what I know and understand, and I sow that into their business, guess what? Well, I've sowed that, so that means I'm going to reap the same into my business, right? So listen, that's just a life lesson for today. Now, Les, we're going to get on. Let me get on with the music because I am telling a special musical salute and musical showcase for Dr. James. He is doing a marvelous thing. And so, listen, I also want to let you guys know this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GUBBARUM.com, GumbaRum.com. And also, Steve, the CEO, is going to be in New Orleans in June at the Wine and Food Expo in New Orleans, Louisiana. If you live in Louisiana, you can get a sample and a sip of Gumba Rum. Now, listen. It's New Orleans, June the 7th through the 12th, and the address is 900 Camp Street. You can visit the table and get to sample and try out Gumba Rum. Now, the song that's coming up is Set Me Loose, and this is Dr. Jazz. Here we go.
You set me loose, now I want to dance.
I'm living in the moment, although my heart is broken, doing what I can to get by. That I was okay, but then you came and showed me a life that is a better way.
I'm glad I found your love, a love like love that I can't do without, and now that you're from my heart, I can't.
Wow. That sister can show no sign. Do you hear me? She can show no sign. I like that. Set me loose. Listen. See, when Jesus set you loose, you sure not want to dance. You want to dance. Listen, if you bound up by something, honey, when you get free, you're going to be dancing, tap dancing all over the place. Do you hear me? Now, if you bound by cigarette smoking or whatever it could be, you know, maybe you got a thing about gospel. You know, folks love the gospel. Now, I'm going to tell you something about gospel. I don't know what it is. When folks start talking about other people, you know, that spirit, Lord, let me move on, because I'd be here all day long talking about the spirit of God and what folks talk about other people. Listen, I'm going to say this, then I'm going to move on, because I got a sponsor I got to tell y'all about. Listen, to me, every time a person go to gospel, maybe God is working, I don't know what's going on with that, but every time a person goes to gospel around me, it just really sucks the life out of me. It really does. I don't care who it is. It could be a relative or whoever comes around me and starts talking about other people. It really sucks the life out of me. I say, what in the world? That thing about backbiting and gossiping, that's some serious stuff, y'all. That is some serious stuff. I know some people say, well, you can't live this life without talking about people. Well, I'm going to tell you something. Folks that talk about other people, it just really sucks. The whole energy in the room just goes bye-bye. You know, and I believe what it is. Oh, I guess that's a revelation. Here it comes, y'all. I believe what it could possibly be. When people go to gossiping and backbiting about other people, the Holy Spirit gets up and leaves the room. I guess that's why I be feeling so tired and whoa out, because the Holy Spirit ain't going to keep sticking around something that he not in agreement with. So I'm telling you, every single time, I just want to pass out and fall out on the floor. Every time somebody go to backbiting and gossip about folks, it just like I want to just fall out, pass out, and lay down on the floor. Maybe Dr. Jans can enlighten me. But it's almost like the Holy Spirit said, okay, I'm leaving now. That's a revelation. It's kind of deep. It's just like the Holy Ghost says, okay, I'm going to exit the room while they do all that gossiping and backbiting. And when all of that is through, then I'll be back. And so anyway, Dr. Jans, now you enlighten me. I don't know, but I'm telling you everything. And I'm getting tired of feeling that way. So, and then people think, think something strange about me because I'm looking all crazy in the face with the backbiting going on. Anyway, listen, I am telling you, the less that you gossip and talk about people, the better you will feel. The better you will feel. I'm telling you, some stuff attached to that devil, it just got to leave and go. So listen now, let me tell you something. I got a sponsor. I want to tell y'all about Fiberguard. Now, listen, this particular company brings new technology to the marketplace. Yes, they do. New technology to the marketplace. I want y'all to check this out. Then I'm going to tell you what they're doing with cars. Ooh, they're doing some fascinating stuff. Check it out.
Imagine fire extinguishing without water. It is much faster extinguishing a fire without water. No extinguishing water damage, which is often greater than the fire damage. This is one of the technologies that is possible when you get to know. Visit www.fidegoguard.biz. www.fidegoguard.biz.
All right, now that's fidegoguard.biz. Let me tell you something. They are doing something with new technology when it comes to vehicles and your cars. Listen, y'all, check this out. This is really fascinating. It's about car window technology. They have a technology that they're bringing to the marketplace where the car windows, your car windows, has less weight. I guess you say, well, what do I care about how much your window weighs? But listen, the car window, the point is this. In the summertime, you know, it gets really hot. Your car's hot on the inside. Well, listen, their technology, no heating up in the summer due to solar radiation. So they're doing something with the car windows that will help and prevent your car from getting so steamy hot in the summertime. I think that's awesome because I can't stand all the heat when you get in the car. So listen, no obstruction to your vision due to dirty windows, no damage caused by stone chips. Now, y'all hear that? If you get a chip, you know how, y'all, I can't stand driving behind a truck. Now, listen, especially the highway driving, which I don't do long-distance highway driving no more because I got wore out driving from Louisiana to Chicago back and forth. So, anyway, let me tell you this. Sometimes you get behind a truck, and the truck will roll over a stone or a chip or something in the road, and, of course, you get that backlash. You know, it flies up into your windshield, and you get that chip that's on your windshield. Well, listen, what they're saying is no damage from that. So if you get a stone that comes in your windshield, You won't have that with their new technology. I think that's pretty hot, y'all. I think that's really, really cool. That's some really boss technology. That's FiberGoGuard.biz. Once again, it's FideGoGard.biz. FiberGoGuard.biz. Now, listen, I got some more music for you from Dr. Jance, the cool missions dancing doctor. Yeah, he's just phenomenal, 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 phenomenal. I think he needs to be on TV. He really do. He needs to be on TV. I heard that Ellen DeGeneres' show was getting canceled. I don't know in what places, but anyway, he needs to go on her show. So listen, because she likes to dance. She likes to dance. And some of that holy, well, anyway, let me play this music. Yo, love, yo, love, yo, love, yo, love.
Give me your love, give me your love. Give me your love, give me your love. Every day, a minute after the hour, I can't stop thinking about you. No one has shown greater love than you when you died for me. Your love is wider than the ocean. From your love.
Imagine fire extinguishing without water. It is much faster extinguishing a fire without water. No extinguishing water damage, which is often greater than the fire damage. This is one of the technologies that is possible. When you get to know, visit www.fidegoguard.biz. www.fidegoguard.biz.
All right, now that's FiberGoGuard.biz. That's FideGoGard.biz. And listen, y'all, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast, and I can't wait to do it. I'm going to do it all over again later on today with music from Dr. Jance, the Dancing Cool Doctor. And I got to get on up out of here.